up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And just like that, it's another week. And time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time, old-age show. Back for another week, spinning the polka records. That's why it's an old-time oldies show. All we play is records, and they don't make many of those anymore. In fact, I haven't seen a new polka release in a long time, so everything we play has got to be an oldie by default, else it wouldn't be a record. Although you could play a CD that's got an old record on it, but that would be cheating, so we don't do that. I like the scratches. Makes it authentic. Hey, just want to tell you, 26 below here this morning. So be glad if you're somewhere where it isn't that you're there, all right? All right, let's get things rolling with Joe Risitar and his Imperials and the old Shoes and Rice Polka get us going. See, now I always wonder when I play that record, does that count as a proposal? That's what I want to know, because I don't know, it seemed like a rather festive proposal anyway. You know, I think we should get married, set to a polka beat. Why not? Joe Risitar and his Imperials here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Now get ready for the mark of Zorro. This is the Zorro Polka with Al Coco and his orchestra. Thank you. All right, there you have it there. I see the big Z in the sword for the Zorro Polka. And Al Coco and the orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're along for another week. What's going to happen to this this week's show? I have no idea. I got a big stack of records I got to play here. And over there, I got this week's 78. I'm having fun doing the weekly 78 now because I got organized and actually went down to the basement and found a bunch of good 78 polkas. So I'm good for a while. We're in pretty good shape around here. Sun is shining. Looks fabulous out my studio window, except outside it's 16 below zero. Yeah, that's why I told everybody, it looks like a beautiful day. Just don't go to the other side of the glass. You'll be fabulous. How about Elmer Scheid? How about him? Well, he's over here in turntable number two and ready to do the Redhead Polka. Have Elmer Scheid there with the band and the Redhead Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum, shall we? Where it's probably also 16 degrees below zero. Hey, it was 26 below when I got up this morning, so that's a warming trend. But check them out online. You can do that from the warmth and comfort of your PJs in your recliner, sitting in your living room in front of a roaring fire, sipping a hot toddy. Or not, whatever. WorldofAccordions.org, though, is where you can find them online. Have a look. Look at some of the photos. Read about the history of the museum and all the groovy stuff they have there. I guess groovy is more for the hippies. What would we say for the polka people? Like 23 Skidoo or something. I have no idea. They've got the concert hall. They've got research materials. Man, if you're doing studying on any people or instruments, the ethnicity of the people, the history of the musicians, the history of the instruments. Man, they got the information for you there. I think there's a picture of like their documentation room or whatever with just stacks of file cabinets full of valuable stuff. They have the Accordion Repair and Technician School. Check them out. Fascinating place. If you've never heard about it, it's hard to imagine a museum with 1,400 accordions. That's 1,400. That's a lot of accordions. So check it out. Maybe pay them a visit when the spirit moves you. They're in Superior, Wisconsin. Worldofaccordions.org Here are the Ample Tones. That's Ample Tones, A-M-P-O-L, not ample like, oh, I have an ample stomach. The Ample Tones, it's Unsuspecting Love here on Tim Zumpa Hour.
It is so hard to understand just why you love me. I just have never treated you the way I should. And you are always there just when I need you, darling. But there is someone there who stole my heart away. You sometimes come and talk to, and I will try my best to be there when I can. I can't explain this, how I really feel about you. Anytime you have to leave, I'll understand. Unsuspecting, darling, it just has been so many years since we first met, and now I realize just how you feel about me. What I am saying, dear, is love me when you can.
All right, there you go. The Ample Tones, Unsuspecting Love on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Trying to decide if I have anything important I need to report this week. Anything important happened other than it's cold and I had to plow a couple of times. How can I possibly not have something to complain about? It's like something's wrong with the show if I don't get to be grumpy about something. But actually, it's been a pretty groovy week. As of the moment, I can think of no complaints. So I guess I'll just play a Frankie Yankovic record, right? Going back to one of those old Columbia 45s, back when 45s were a new thing, and yes, I know RCA started them, but then RCA agreed to make Columbia's albums, and Columbia agreed it would make 45s, and the Battle of the Speeds wound down after a year or so. But anyway, back when the 45s in the early 50s weren't cut nearly as loud as the 45s by the 60s, they were much quieter, and the fidelity was kind of calming and creamy sounding until they got to be old and they get all scratchy. But anyway, so this is one of those quieter records. Got to crank her up all the way. Here's Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks and the Golden Pheasant. you have Mr. Yankovic and his Yanks. That's the Golden Pheasant. I don't know if a Golden Pheasant is some award you win for being the most pheasanted person at the dance. Or maybe it's something they serve you at the awards banquet, perhaps. Golden Pheasant under glass. I have no idea what I'm talking about. Here's the Steel City Brass. The Shoe Goes on the Other Foot polka.
How long did you think you could go on hurting me? And I'd be your fool and wait at home alone. You go on and have your fun like you were free. Tonight I'll have some pleasures of my own. Cause the shoe goes on the other foot tonight. We'll find out if two wrongs can make a right. Tonight I'll push my heartaches out of sight. Cause the shoe goes on the other foot tonight. Each time you walk out the door, you walk on me, and leave the door wide open for the blues. You fly away from me like you were free. You must think there are wings upon your shoes. But the shoe goes on the other foot tonight. We'll find out if two wrongs can make a right. Tonight I'll push my heartaches out of sight. Cause the shoe goes on the other foot tonight.
There you have it there. That is the Steel City Brass. And believe it or not, you have stumbled upon Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Old-time meaning old-time music, like polkas, not like 50s music, which is like oldies music. But this is old-time music. Learn to tell the difference, lest you be misled. Hey, if you have a question, comment, request, dedication, whatever, glad to accommodate you. There are many ways to get in touch with the Oompa Hour. We'd love to hear from you. And we do get little messages and stuff on the Facebook, which I still don't get along with very well, that Facebook thing. But hey, whatever. You may call and leave a voice message, or you may text to area code 218-259-2985. And yes, your message will even make it through the 31 degree below zero weather that we've had several times here in the last few days. But anyway, 218-259-2985, a voice message or a text would get through. You can email oompahour@aol.com. And Facebook is facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Any of those ways will get you in touch if you have a request or whatever. We will do our best to accommodate you. We meaning myself and my multiple personalities. Now, sometimes I actually make my daughter help me find records. Like, move this box, lift this up, dig through here, look for ones with blue labels, whatever. Let's do the musicals. Normally, I play the other side of this 45, where they're singing about how there is beer in heaven. In fact, I've had requests for that. I've had people call and say, I can't even prove that record exists. Would you please send it to me? And but I'm going to play the other side, because I always play the We Found Beer in Heaven side, and this is the Battle Axe Polka on the other side.
Moja żonka,
moja żonka,
to siekiera,
to siekiera,
nic nie robi, tylko się rozdziera.
Moja żonka,
to siekiera,
to siekiera,
jak ja pójdę do roboty, ona się podbije.
To siekiera,
to siekiera, chcę do domu na kolację, ona zła pikija.
Moja żonka, to siekiera,
mam już łeb rozbity, to moja siekiera.
Well, you know, when they come to the end, there's no fooling around, huh? Music from the Musicals here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're along here. Did I already tell you that was the Battle Axe Polka? Well, it was. And, you know, we always try to have a waltz in every show. Let's do one. And I feel like this one comes around often. I don't know. It was a very popular record. When it came out, I imagine it's still very popular. Let's do a Whoopi John waltz, shall we? It's I Wish I Was Single Again, Whoopi and the Orchestra. There you go, a little Whoopi John Waltzing for you. Dancers, you can relax now. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. Just working my way through the stack of records. I think, while you're listening to this next record, I'm going to get our 78 of the week going here. I don't even remember what it was. I'm thinking it's Dick Metko, but I could be wrong. No, it's Gene Heyer. That's who it is our 78 of the week. And it's one of those records, could be new enough that it might be out there on a 45, too. But I don't have it on a 45. So for me, it counts as the 78 of the week, because that's just the way we do things around here. So while I get the turntable switched over to 78, you can listen to Eddie Mack and the Orchestra with a happy-go-lucky polka.
Mm-hmm. si oženili, já sa predsa oženil. Ženu pošlem do roboty, já sa leniem poperím. Iš do roboty, môj najmilejší, ty si šikovný, nepustlivý. Iš do roboty, môj najmilejší, ty si šikovný, nepustlivý. Keď som spal vám na povali, prišla ku mne strašidlo. Mala forty aj kaloty, a sa to mne páčilo. Iš do roboty, môj najmilejší, ty si šikovný, nepustlivý. Iš do roboty, môj najmilejší, ty si šikovný, nepustlivý.
There you go. That's the happy-go-lucky polka. That's Eddie Mack and his orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And we're ready to go with this week's 78. Every week we try to throw in one 78 RPM record. You know, the kind made out of shellac that shatter in a million pieces when you drop them. Yeah, those are the ones. This is Gene Heyer and his orchestra. And I have a new wheelbarrow polka. Thank you. you go. Gene Heyer and the orchestra there. I Have a New Wheelbarrow Polka. You would expect a song with a title like that to have singing in it, but no, it just has dancing, all right? That was a good sound in 78, though. On Polka Land out of Sheboygan, and it says right here that Gene Heyer and the orchestra out of Manitowoc, Wisconsin. I just think it's fun to say Sheboygan, but saying Manitowoc is almost as much fun. So there you go. Over here we have the Ampleurs Orchestra sitting on a turntable, ready to go with the Flirting Musicians Polka.
Muzykanci tak pięknie grali, na panienki się oglądali. Panienka oczkami mruga, nie tylko jedna, bo zaraz druga. Panienki wszystkie są piękne, najpiękniejsza będzie moja. Panienki wszystkie są piękne, najpiękniejsza będzie moja.
Uh-huh. I didn't hear any flirting musicians. You may have, but I didn't. The Ampleurs Orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. You know, we don't have a lot of fiddling polkas on the show. I got a few, but not a lot. I have one of them right now from Happy Louie and the Polka Band, of all people, appropriately titled Fiddle Diddle.
Thank you.
There you have it there. Fiddle Diddle, Happy Louie, and his polka band, which reminds me of Fiddle Faddle. Remember that? It's kind of a popcorn, cheesy popcorn kind of snacky thing, comes in a box. My mom used to buy Fiddle Faddle all the time. I don't even know if they still make it. Anybody remember seeing Fiddle Faddle in the store anymore? I have no idea, but it kind of... I was having flashbacks there for a minute, so there you go. Hey, I got Marv Herzog over here to do the Mickey Mouse Polka. I was going to play the other side, which is the Red Wing Polka, but I can't do it because I wanted to hear the Mickey Mouse Polka, so I guess we're going to.
M-I-C-K-Y-M-O-U-S-C. M-I-C-K-Y-M-O-U-S-C. That stands for Mickey Mouse, the drinks are on the house. M-I-C-K-Y-M-O-U-S-C. That stands for Mickey Mouse, the drinks are on the house. M-I-C-K-Y-M-O-U-S-C. C-A-S-P-E-R-G-H-O-S-T. C-A-S-P-E-R-G-H-O-S-T. Casper the friendly ghost, to the kiddies he's the most. C-A-S-P-E-R-G-H-O-S-T. Casper the friendly ghost, to the kiddies he's the most. C-A-S-P-E-R-G-H-O-S-T. F-R-A-N-K-E-N-M-U-T-H. F-R-A-N-K-E-N-M-U-T-H. That stands for Frankenmuth, Yada schmeckt das Bier so gut. F-R-A-N-K-E-N-M-U-T-H. That stands for Frankenmuth, Yada schmeckt das Bier so gut. F-R-A-N-K-E-N-M-U-T-H. B-A-T-M-A-N-R-O-B-I-N. B-A-T-M-A-N-R-O-B-I-N. Batman and Robin too, they'll dance all night for you. B-A-T-M-A-N-R-O-B-I-N. Batman and Robin too, they'll dance all night for you. B-A-T-M-A-N-R-O-B-I-N. F-R-A-N-K-E-N-M-U-T-H. F-R-A-N-K-E-N-M-U-T-H. Frankenmuth is our town, that's where we drink her down. F-R-A-N-K-E-N-M-U-T-H. Frankenmuth is our town, that's where we drink her down. F-R-A-N-K-E-N-M-U-T-H. M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-C. M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-C. That stands for Mickey Mouse, the drinks are on the house. M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-C. That stands for Mickey Mouse, the drinks are on the house. M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-C.
There you have it, Marv Herzog and the Mickey Mouse Polka, and a little Casper the Friendly Ghost, and a cast of many in that record. You ever notice that different bands do it and they include different characters in it? I don't think it's a firmly decided list of who can be in the Mickey Mouse Polka, but that's the Marv Herzog version from Frankenmuth there. So there you have it. John Check and the Wisconsin Dutchman ready to go here. Back in the 40s, Stan Kenton had a record called Artistry and Rhythm. It was a pretty big hit for Stan. And then a country western guy redid it as kind of a country swing song. I can't remember who, like Tex Ritter, Tex Williams, or... Yeah, one of those guys, you know, with the Western swing in the late 40s, 40s and 50s. And John Jack and the Wisconsin Dutchman do Artistry in Polka. And what's interesting is No Beer in Heaven is on the other side. And whoever owned this record 50 years ago, before I did, wrote, no, on the label on the other side, like hinting that the guy at the radio station or the dancer, wherever, should not play the beer song on the other side. So we're going to play Artistry and Polka. Jack and the Country Dutchman there, Artistry in Polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Once again, I found myself perplexed that this much time has gone by already. It seems like I just got started this week. Ah, that's the way it goes, though. Let's see. What am I going to do? I got the Blue Banners coming up here in a second, but let's do this first.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
I promised you we would have the Blue Banners next, and I do. It's the O Susanna Schottisch. There are the Blue Banners and Oh Susanna Schottisch. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. I better pay attention to the old clock on the wall here. We're going to run out of time for heck's sake, huh? Let's do Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra. And I believe he has Dick Metko and the other guy, Walter Sterling, on accordion for this one. And I want a girl. There you go. That is Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra, along with Dick Metko and Walter Sterling on accordions and kind of hamming it up there a little bit. I want a girl here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and I'm looking at the clock, and I'm thinking there's like room for maybe one more record here. Because that one's, yeah, that's going to be the deal. I have, and I haven't played this next record in a long time. And I know because it stands out to me, because I remember when I got this record right from the guys in the band when I was at the polka station many years ago. And I'm not even sure we had all of 45 RPMs. That's how long ago that was. And it's At the Russian Front Without a Pistol is the name of the polka. And it's by the Mrzinski Brothers Aleatoric Ensemble. And all these years, I've wondered what aleatoric means. And I looked it up for the show this week. As relating to music, it says relating to or denoting music or other forms of art involving elements of random choice, sometimes using statistical or computer techniques during their composition, production, or performance. Doesn't that sound fancy? So here are the Mrzinski Brothers Aleatoric Ensemble, and At the Russian Front Without a Pistol. I don't know. I would love that one. There's the Mrzinski Brothers Aleatoric Ensemble. And At the Russian Front, polka without a pistol. Darn it anyway. So there you have it. Look at that old clock on the wall. If I don't push this button and roll the theme song, we're going to wind up going overtime. So that'll do it for this week. But I already got records stacking up for next week. So we'll be back to do it again. And you can count on that, all right? All right. Anyway, sing, Dick, will you?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
And of course, Dick Piller and the orchestra there doing the little theme song. And that'll do it for this week. Back to it again next week. Tim Zumpa Hour produced at the studios of KEBS Radio, downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, the World of Accordions Museum. Back next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.